Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I am your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and I'm delighted to be here with you on this Tuesday evening. It has been a beautiful day here in South Florida, and my co-host Shirley Carter is calling from Lansing, Michigan. How's it there in Lansing, Shirley?
Oh, good evening. It was a beautiful day again here. We had about 80 degrees, and I'm like, woo, the summer just rolled in all of a sudden because last week we had like in the 50s. So now all of a sudden it's 80, and tomorrow's supposed to get about 90. And I said, okay, summer is here, I hope.
Wow, that is awesome weather for this time of year. I was in Atlanta for almost 10 days, and the first day I got there, I had to have a little jacket on, and I wrapped my neck up with my scarf, and my husband was like, really, babe? And I'm like, I'm cold. And he was like, really? I said, it is cold here, and it was. It was in the 50s the first 2 days I was in Atlanta, and then after that, it warmed up to 70 and 80 degrees, so it wound up being beautiful weather the last few days. As you know, I've been on the road for the last almost 3 weeks. I've been going somewhere, so excuse me for doing my show on the road because I'm on the road again, but I have a very special guest with us, Carlos Villa, and he is going to share with us information about defining moments. You know, Shirley, we've all had some defining moments in our life that thrusted us into the life that we're living right now. My defining moment was when I got called into the office. I was the administrative assistant to the president of the company that I worked for, and I ran everything. So when she called me into the office and she asked me, she says, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what do you mean? What am I doing here? She said, you have too much talent to be sitting here in this office. Well, I was fine. I had a nice office with cherry wood furniture. Everything was nice. It was, you know, I was sitting up high like the president. My office looked better than hers, and whatever needed to be done, they would come to me. She would even come to me and say, can you handle this? So I was good. I was getting a paycheck. I didn't have to stress about nothing. And at the time, my children were young. They were in middle school at the time, so nobody was in high school yet. So I was comfortable getting a paycheck, and plus I needed the benefits for children. You know, you need insurance. But when she called me into the office and said, what are you doing here? I'm like, working. I was like, is there something wrong? She says, you have too much talent to be sitting here doing this job. And I said to her, are you firing me? She says, no, I'm not firing you, but what I'm going to do is give you 2 weeks severance pay, and we go on vacation for 2 weeks. So that means there's – because the office used to close seasonally 2 weeks every summer because it was a family-owned business, and they always took their cruises and vacations and went abroad for 2 weeks. So I said, okay. So I said, well, what – I said, it's like you fired me. She was like, no. She said, if you don't find a job in the next 4 weeks, then you can come back. I think you're far more talented than being here in this office cooped up. And at that moment, that became my defining moment, because it was in that moment I had some decisions to make. I was the head of my household. My children were dependent on me. I had already been homeless, so I didn't want to go that route again. And it became a defining moment in my life. So what do you do when you have moments like that, when life happens and rises up on you? You're going to have to mount up with wings of an eagle and take the bull by the horn and go forth. And that, at that moment, I began to pull within myself, because, see, at that moment, I hadn't met Les Brown, and he had asked me to give him a call because he wanted me to work with him. And I said, you know, I felt not adequate enough to work with him. He's one of the top five speakers in the world. He's a millionaire and traveled the world. He could have his pick at anybody to work with. But he saw something in me, and he says, I want you to help me get into the churches. Well, you know, I was a minister's wife, and I had a newspaper called The Love Express that went through three counties plus the Caribbean. So I was familiar with the kingdom, those in the Christian community. I had the connections. But, of course, you know, I was bucking Shirley. I didn't want to go in the church and deal with those people, because I had already had enough of church folks. But he saved my life and I saved his, because I had to make a decision that was going to be very critical in my life for the next few years. And I'm so glad that I mounted up and rose to the occasion and decided to do what I'm doing now, even though it was not what I planned for myself. It's God, you know, God has a way of doing things and showing up in your life. You know, people be searching for their purpose and don't quite know what it is, but I'm telling you, when life happens, you'll have a defining moment, and you're going to have to make a decision, and your decision is going to cost you your life, because it cost me mine for the better, that is. But life will happen. So, Carlos, I know we've been talking the last couple of days, and we had a conversation yesterday, and I said, what are you going to do? Because you had a defining moment that took place. So share our listening audience on this blog talk radio show your defining moment.
Yes. Thank you once again, Dr. Valerie, Shirley, for having me again on your show. It is a great honor and privilege. And, yes, tonight's topic is defining moments. And yesterday you and I had a great conversation. And, yesterday was a day where I had such a defining moment. As you know, I've been working at the Les Brown Institute. It's been a tremendous opportunity. I have grown so much in the past few months. But I can actually relate to the story you were telling. You know, Matt came to me and says, you have too much talent. What are you doing? What does Carlos want for his life? And he brought me back to the reasons why I joined the Institute in the first place. My desire was to be a speaker, to be a coach, to be a trainer, to be a source of inspiration for people in South America. And, you know, my desire to be next to the Institute, you know, for a second I got out of alignment. I was doing jobs in sales, which I highly... You know, I performed very well. I became the top sales person in the company. But, you know, being in sales and being in speaking, even though one thing can train you for the other, you know, is not necessarily the same purpose. So I when Matt came to me and asked me, Carlos, what is it that you want? What are you looking to do for your life? Why are you doing the things that you're doing? That really brought me back and made me ask myself some serious questions, and I had to really go really deep within my being and say, hey, what is my purpose? What is my intention? So that the last few weeks have been a series of defining moments in which I have to ask myself serious questions. Where am I heading? What are the actions that I need to take in order to get to the next level? And I love the story that you mentioned, that you shared with us about your job. What I want to do with the audience, I want all of you to think about a defining moment in your life, because all of us, we have those moments. You know, life just comes to us with a series of challenges and opportunities, and defining moments are everywhere. They're all around us. So I want the audience, I want you to think about a moment in your life in which taking a decision made all the difference in your current circumstances. You know, whether it was leaving a job or whether it was leaving a toxic relationship. You know, those moments are really special moments, because they could literally mean the difference between the reality that you have now and something different. You know, your life could literally change based on one decision alone. Do you follow me?
Yes, indeed.
So going back to the conversation you and I had yesterday, my journey, my desire is to grow as a speaker, as a coach, to spread the teachings of Mr. Brown and other speakers to South America, where they're highly needed. People are looking for personal development. You know, here in the United States, we take it for granted. It's so much part of our culture that people don't even value it, because, you know, people just take it for granted. But when you travel outside the States, when you travel outside the country, you realize that most people wish they had the opportunities they had here. And so, you know, going back, this is my defining moment. This very phone call right here is my opportunity. It is my defining moment to come out of my shell and share with humanity what I feel is my message and my inspiration to the world. And that's what something I want to invite the audience as well. All of us have a dream, a desire, something within our hearts. And I want the audience to think about this. What are the things that are in your heart that you don't share with other people, that you're afraid of speaking out? Many of us walk through life. We go to jobs that we don't like or that we don't enjoy, doing things just to get by. But all of us, we have an inner voice whispering in our ears, telling us we have a dream, we have a desire. And sometimes we don't even say that to our closest companions, to our spouses, or to the people we love, because we're afraid of being judged. And that's the same thing that has happened with me as a speaker. You know, I was afraid of sharing my desire, you know, and many times we go to bed at night with that desire and we're afraid to speak it into existence, to manifest it. So my invitation to the audience is to think about, what is your desire? What is your dream? What is that thing that you're afraid of speaking into the world? What are the thoughts that you're having every night you go to bed, and the things that keep you awake or that wake you up in the morning and that you wish you could be doing? And that, if you keep on going towards that question, eventually you're going to have defining moments. You're going to be confronted with difficult decisions. Do you have to quit a job that you don't like? Do you have to leave again a toxic relationship, an abusive relationship? You know, you can relate to this as well. You know, all of us have gone through a series of moments that are very painful, extremely painful. But it is in that pain that we arise stronger and more resilient.
Yeah, that is true. You know, a lot of times I've discovered that when life happens to you, it's not going to take you unaware. You have a feeling or knowing something, and then when something isn't right, just like when I got called into the office, I knew that something was getting ready to go down, and I already knew that I wanted more, but I was comfortable getting that paycheck every week and not having to worry about finding the money. I was comfortable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when life shows up and you're not prepared for it, it can be devastating. It can be absolutely devastating because we have individuals that have gone into work and like H.H. Gregg just went out of business. This other department store just went out of business. I don't know what store was that, Shirley, but there were several stores that have gone out of business and thousands of people are out of work. But they weren't taken unaware. They had signs because, you know, they have store closing. So that was a warning. Y'all need to find another job.
Yep.
So even though life happened to them, a lot of people are complacent and sitting on the bench of do nothing because they figure, oh, well, this is going to close and I could just get unemployment and I could just chill for a little bit. But then when they get off and then they realize that unemployment ain't all it's cracked up to be. And you have to go out there and knock on some doors. But why not knock on a door with something that you like, something that you think that you will love, something that you've been dreaming about, something that you've been anticipating doing but didn't have the courage to walk away and start it up on your own. So I know, Shirley, you've had some challenges in your life as well as it relates to jobs, because I know we're entrepreneurs from the heart, but I don't like working for anybody.
Oh, it is not in my DNA. I will say that. I knew that years ago that it wasn't in my DNA, so I had a plan, and my plan was to retire at the age of 50. I didn't care about the, Social Security, 65, and all that other stuff. My goal was to retire at the age of 50. But, fortunately, because of that goal and everything, when I was diagnosed with cancer in 95 and the job closed out while I was out taking treatment for my cancer treatments and everything, I didn't miss a beat because I knew that was my defining moment. I had plans of going back and working to 50. But when I got that letter in the mail asking me, did I want to roll over my IRA account or did I want to cash it out? And I'm like, what do they mean? What is going on? So I called the company. Only to find out the insurance company told me, said, well, they terminated you. I was like, what? When? I never got a letter from them, never got a phone call, because the only last phone call I spoke with them about my job, they said, don't worry, just, you take care of you, your job is here, just make sure you get well and come on back because we missed you. That was the conversation. But only to receive a letter from the insurance company about cashing in my IRA account. So I had to digest that. And then I said, you know what? I just got an early retirement. So now I'm going to start my own. So corporate America and I were done in 1995. It is 2017. Only way I deal with corporate America, if they're going to be a sponsor for something that I'm doing. That was my aha moment. That was my defining moment for me to step into entrepreneurship at full time. With no hesitation, I began to do the things that my heart desired, which was to work for myself and create my own. And so I did. I started, because, I was taking treatment. There wasn't a lot I could do outside of the home. So I started a daycare and opened a bake shop and did very well. I actually made more money as an entrepreneur that first year than I made on the 9-to-5 job.
Wow.
and have not looked at. So I enjoy my entrepreneurship. I enjoy walking in my purpose. I enjoy the fact that I can help others through my nonprofit. And I enjoy the fact that I'm my own boss. And did I ever dream that I would be doing all these different things? I knew I would be doing something on my own because I set that goal for myself in high school that I was retiring at the age of 50. But never dreamed that I would go to the levels that I've gone to. But you have to step out and you have to stay focused. And no, it's not that 9 to 5, but it's so much more rewarding to know that you created your own, as I say, your own lane. And that's what I like to say. I'm in my lane, and it's a lane that I created. And I'm going to ride it to the end.
Yeah, you know, I had intended to retire at 52. And, I mean, I was excited. The clock was ticking. I was like, okay, I'm going to have my house paid off. I'm going to be able to retire, and I can do what I want to do. And then the market crashed. You know, so many people lost their pensions and IRAs and all that during the time that the market crashed. Well, I was right in there, but I had money in my savings account, so I was able to live off of my savings for 4.5 years through that storm of life that so many millions of people experienced during that time. And during that time, I had to reinvent myself. I had to find something else to do to generate money. So I had already had 2 books. Those of you that follow me and know me, thank you so much for always tuning in and looking at my website and supporting me. My first book, From the Soul of a Woman, sold over 10,000 copies. And I thank you, my supporters, for that. But I said, okay, I need something new. I need something fresh. So during those 4.5 years, I wound up writing 3 books to generate additional income and giving information. My last book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, you know, that was at the end, nearing the end of the almost depression that we all went through with the houses, the stock market, and all that. And I said, you know, there's unlimited possibilities once you're walking in your purpose, because once you find out what your purpose is, then the work and everything becomes easy.
Yeah.
Everything becomes easy. So, you know, I am grateful that and thankful that I'm always able to reinvent myself and also encourage and motivate individuals to do the same. And that's what we have to do. We can't just focus on one thing and get and stop. So many people are stuck in life and they're sitting at a red light and the lights turn green and they still sitting there because they saying, oh, I don't have the money. Oh, I got to wait till the kids get a little older. Well, you know, I wanted to do this before I got into this. Maybe I better find another job. Maybe I better do this and that. It's everything except for doing that thing that you're supposed to be doing, that you were called to do, that you were chosen to do. This is your defining moment. Don't allow somebody's reality to dictate what your reality is. You are always your greatest resource. Always your greatest resource. It's always up to you. Don't allow people to dictate your life. It's your life. And guess what? Don't get mad if people don't buy into your dream. It is your dream. You have to work and live out your dream. It is up to you. So don't get mad if people don't buy into it. Because it's not for them. It is for you. If people could buy into everybody's dream that they saw that was successful, then they will be millionaires too. But they can't. They have to put in the work. You see these athletes, and I know our young people be like, oh, I want to be like Mike. That was the big thing. I want to be like Mike. Well, Mike had to put in some work, and he had the height and all that to go along with it. There's different components that God has given us, a built-in mechanism that allows us to move to the next level. And everybody has their own DNA. That means everybody has their own purpose.
Yes.
If it is to be, it's up to you. You're your greatest resource. Live your life out loud. You have to be the message that you want to bring. And always remember that your life is never about you. So when you start focusing on you, then you become limited because your whole thought process is, I can't, I can't, I can't. That's when you focus on you. You always say what you can't do. But I'm here to tell you, you have unlimited possibilities when you're walking in your purpose.
Amen.
Will you agree with that, Shirley?
Amen. Yes, you do. Because, you know, some people are searching for their purpose. When you start doing what God has for you to do, then you recognize your purpose. Because the fact is that we have to, like you said, we got to start. We got to start somewhere. We can't wait for things to change. We have to make the change and be the change. And when you start walking and operating from that perspective, it's unlimited, as you said, unlimited possibilities. You have to be able to stretch yourself, even stretch your imagination. Just stretch. Sometimes we get so caught up and stiff and sitting back that, you know, we forget to stretch and reach beyond our circumstances, reach beyond our current status. You can do it, but you got to have the mindset and then do the action. You can't sit back and talk about it and not put any action in those words, then you're just still just talking and singing another tune. But once you start putting action with your words, you will see a world of difference and be probably amazed yourself 9 times out of 10 what you can do. The ability of the mind,
right.
And when you put the words with it, it's amazing. And you put the action behind those words.
Ladies, if you allow me.
It is absolutely amazing. So, Carlos, give our listening audience some tips because, it sounds good to say, but everything is a process. What are some steps that individuals can take when they are walking in a situation as you are, when you have to define the moment? What were some of the action steps that you took?
The very first step I would say is be aware that defining moments are actually magic moments. If you go into a difficult conversation, into a difficult situation with the awareness that it doesn't matter how difficult it is, you can actually turn that difficult moment into a magic moment, into an opportunity to grow and to develop yourself into something new, into something better. Trust me, once you're ready to sit down and have that difficult conversation, your whole center of power is going to be different. You're going to shift your awareness into a power that everybody has it, but we just don't tap on it enough, you know, because we're thinking too much outside of, you know, what's going on everyday basis, and we don't get grounded with that power of our being. So if you're going to a situation where you say, hey, I'm going to talk with my boss, or I'm going to talk with my spouse, or, a significant other, that the relationship is not working, if you walk into that situation with the awareness that you can turn that difficult conversation into a very magical moment in which you both can grow, you know, the whole conversation is going to shift. Your whole awareness, your whole consciousness is going to be different. So that's tip number one. And you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in every part of your body. You're going to feel it in your stomach. You're going to feel it in every muscle. And you're going to feel it in the adrenaline that you may or may not have when you're speaking. Because you, at that moment, if you're having a difficult conversation, you're really fighting for what you believe. You're fighting for your values. And you know, that's why it's called a defining moment. It's the moment of truth in which you have to say, this is what I stand for. You know, if you're in a toxic relationship and you're sick and tired of how things are happening, you know, and you say, enough is enough. I cannot deal with this anymore. You know, that's the defining moment in which you have to stand up for yourself, for what you believe in. You know, whether, you know, it's for your kids, or whether it's for, you know, what you believe you deserve, you know. And it's sad. I mean, I highly value what you do and the work you do with women, because some of the women that I have met are the most courageous and most beautiful women. They have gone through very traumatic situations, and it is sad that in order for them to become so strong, they had to face such horrible ordeals. But, you know, those situations, in a way, gave them the strength to become the beautiful people that they are today. And it's just the paradox of life. Sometimes we have to really go through really painful and difficult moments in order to become our best or to shine. But those are the defining moments that life sometimes gives us. And that's the bitter medicine that sometimes we need in order to realize what we're worth, what our value is. So, mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm sure you can relate to it, and I do commend the work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. You know, it's a natural thing to feel fear when opposition comes and blindsides you. It's a natural thing to be afraid of the unknown. But I say to you, feel the fear. It's okay, but do it anyway. Move forward. Do what you have to do, even though you're afraid and don't know what the outcome is going to be. I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't know if it was going to work out okay, if I was going to be able to generate my next month's rent. You know, I got 4 kids. I've already been homeless. I didn't want to do that again, but it gave me the fuel to fight that fire, to move forward in my life. What's your why? What is it that's going to press you to move to that next level? What is your why? When you discover what that is, why you need to do this, I'm telling you, I promise you, things will move along a lot swifter and you'll stop fighting against your own self, because you will put in your forehead, you will see it every day, my why. My why was my kids. I was like, I promised them we would never be homeless again. So I fought, I clawed my way to success. And it wasn't on my back. It was working, mm-hmm. using the gifts and talents that I have. And I was able to live the life I'm living now. I didn't know I could speak. I didn't know I could write a book, but I did it. I didn't know that I could book events on a national level, but I did it because I had a why. What is your why? Shirley, what was your why that fuels your fire?
My why was my children, and because the mm-hmm. fact that I was going through with what I was going through with the cancer, and I was married at the time, but I didn't have support that I needed from my husband at the time. And so I had no choice. When the job is gone and you have no other choice, you got little ones there afraid that you're not even going to make it through your treatments. And then, mm-hmm. you got to think about their tomorrow. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and not do anything and just, what, curl up in a ball and let the cancer take over you and not try to do anything. So I had to reach for whatever strength I had to make sure that whatever next step I took, it had to be my best. So I had to start with one step, and then I went to the next step. Like I said, I started with the daycare, and that was only with one child. And that one child grew to five kids that I was keeping at different times. And then I started to bake because that was something I knew I was good at. So I reached back and pulled out skills that I had. I was good at raising children, and I was good at cooking and baking. And those two items there took me to another level. And then I knew I was good at entertainment because I used to be an entertainer. I used to sing in a band. I used to model. So I decided to represent singers and models. And I knew I was good at sports and things, so I started representing athletes. So I gave up the daycare, bake it. I started doing artist management and sports management. So I started managing people's careers. And then I began to travel more. And I placed a client in a play, and actually ended up traveling to see him perform, and got inquired by the producer of that play because I was critiquing it as if I was a critic from one of, you know, from Broadway. But I knew talent. So, and he overheard me. And he said, "What are you doing next week?" I said, "I'm going to be home because I have small children at home." He said, "What if I flew you into the next city? Could you come and do what you just did and show me where am I going wrong at? What am I doing?" And that one conversation took me on a 10-year ride where I became the person who set all of it up, helped choose the, you know, the talent for the shows. We did both national and international shows. I never knew just one conversation sitting back in the back of a theater criticizing or being a critic of something would carry me to that level, but it did. And I met some amazing people, national level, doing just that. But all again, taking that and trusting and believing that I can do whatever I set my mind to do. If I was given an opportunity or I make that opportunity, present myself in a manner that I can do this. So now I live my life with unlimited possibilities. It can be done. But you have
Absolutely.
To set your mindset to it. It can be done.
Well, they say success leaves clues, and you've even written a book. I challenged you, what, 2 years on the show? You kept saying, "I'm going to write my book." I'm going to write my book. And I told you, I said, "Shirley Carter, don't tell me nothing else about my book, and you haven't published it. Don't say another word is, the book that I'm going to write, and the book that I'm writing, the book that I'm getting ready to release." I got so tired of hearing it. And, you know, that's how people are around. They need to hold you accountable because, I mean, you have so many resources that you're walking around with, but you are so fearful to release it because you're making it about you. It's not about you.
Right.
You have everything you need to succeed in this life. Those things that you envision for yourself, it's a vision that needs to be activated by you walking in your purpose. So if you haven't bought my book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, I invite you to go to my website, fromthesoulofawoman.com, and you and get the downloadable version of it. And you'll be able to get some tips and be encouraged and inspired because I tell you, I've had a lot of things I've done on this journey, and it was hard. Life is hard, but you always got to fight your way to success. Life is always going to be hard. It's, you know, it's not easy breezy. You look at people that are millionaires, they got all this money, you be like, oh, well, it was handed down to them. They didn't have to work for it. But even if somebody gave you money, it's work, because you're going to have to deal with opposition. You're going to have to deal with people. You're going to have to deal with people, what people say about you. You're going to have to deal with that money and govern yourself accordingly, because, hey, you can get millions of dollars and poof, it goes up in smoke. There's nothing left. So there's always going to be a need for you to activate that gift that is within you. Otherwise, you die prematurely. Because you refuse to activate your faith and walk in purpose. The best thing, like Dr. Miles Monroe said, is to die, live full and die empty. That means that live your life to the fullest, so that when your time comes, there is nothing left undone. You're empty. There's a shell laying there because you've done everything you were supposed to do. And that's what it's got to be like. That's what it must be like. So I invite you to go to the website from thesoulofawoman.com and purchase Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. And if you're just not a reader, go to the foundation and support the Soul of a Woman Foundation, because I am reaching hearts and empowering lives each and every day. That is my goal. That is my vision. And surely your website and your book is available. You can tell individuals how to do it. And Carlos Villa, I guess, who's a motivational speaker and trainer, you know, he has his website. Carlos, what is your website so people can find out more information about you and what you do?
People can find me at the Phoenix Rebirth, thephoenixrebirth.info. And at the bottom, you can also link to my Facebook and Instagram as well. So you can learn a little bit more about myself, and you can follow me. I would love to
Phoenix
connect.
Phoenix Rebirth. It's called Phoenix, Rebirth.
The Phoenix Rebirth. That info.
Okay.
So Phoenix would be PH, the Phoenix Rebirth. Then the reason why I chose that name
Facebook,
is actually
because
that.
How can they find you on Facebook?
On Facebook, my personal Facebook is Carlos Villa, but we also have a business page, which is Phoenix Enterprise.
Okay, so if this show has been a blessing to you, make sure you download it and pass it along to somebody that you know that's stuck in life. There's a lot of people that are stuck,
Shirley. Definitely will. Thank you so much.
Shirley, there's a lot of people we know that are stuck.
Yes, they are. Yes, it is. Yeah.
So, Carlos, as we wrap up the show, what are some parting words of wisdom that you would want to inspire the audience with?
I would like the audience to even make this phone call, this very phone call, a defining moment. Tonight, the present, that's all we have. We may not have tomorrow, but we have tonight. So I want this phone call to be for you a defining moment, for you to sit down and really write on paper what are your goals, what are your dreams, what's that thing that you're afraid to say to other people, what is that dream that you've been holding on for years, and put it on paper, because most people say, yes, I know what my dream is, I know it. But there's a difference between having it in your heart, in your mind, and actually putting it on paper. Once you put it on paper, everything changes. Something magical happens, and you just have a different level of clarity about what actions you need to take in order to crystallize it, to make it a reality. So that's my invitation for the audience. Tonight is your calling to make this your defining moment. Make this phone call be the moment where you say, hey, enough is enough. Whatever situation you may be going through life right now, say enough is enough. This is the point where I close the chapter and I start anew and I reinvent myself. So that is my invitation, and that's my remarks for the audience.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And what is your website and contact information, please?
At thephoenixrebirth.info. And I may be reached at 609-318-4241.
Not your phone number.
Sorry. No, that's my business line, so it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Shirley, you have anything upcoming events coming up? I know you just finished your event this weekend. You have anything else you want to share with the audience so they can buy tickets and travel and airfare?
Well, the next big thing I have coming up is Labor Day weekend, which is the Michigan Chicken Wing Festival. And that's going to take place September the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I have to say the event over the weekend was a wonderful event. It was very successful. We actually sold out. So I was very pleased with
excellent.
That. And a lot of people were, you know, very excited about it. And I sold books. Yes, I sell books at the event.
Excellent.
I had a very good book signing there, too. So it turned out to be a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Yes, Val.
I can't wait to give you my invoice because I've been giving you advice that's worked out for you for the last few years, and I'm going to send you an invoice for my commission.
You get... You know, iron sharpened iron, so we good. So, but the Wing Festival is going to take place, and just stay tuned. And you know, there's people come. You know, yes, we're in Michigan, but we have people come in from all over.
Yes,
so we're
going to
be updating the site. Yes, and I got people coming in from Houston, from Dallas. From New Orleans and Mississippi and New York. So there's people coming in from all over for it. So if we get together, we have a wonderful weekend. Lots of chicken wings and lots of good music. So it's really good.
Yeah. Awesome. And those of you that follow me, too, go to eventsbyarise.com. That's eventsbyarise.com. There you will find an upcoming event where Les Brown is doing a one-day training, How to Tell Your Story. And you can go to eventsbyarise.com and find out more information about that. And, you know, this has been such a wonderful show, and I pray that those of you that have tuned in tonight to Hot Topics from the Soul will take to heart and activate those gifts that are within you so that you can move to the next level, because there are people waiting on you. They're waiting on you to give birth to your dreams so that they can give birth to theirs. So I thank you for tuning in. And as I said, if this show has been a blessing, go to the website, Blog Talk Radio Soul Topics, download it, and email it to someone that needs to get activated in their purpose. So thank you once again, Carlos, for joining us and being inspirational to the audience. And I wish you well. Well, I know you're going to do okay on your journey because you're walking in purpose. And, you know, one of the things I know is once you discover your purpose, then the work is going to be easy. That is my quote, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen. Good night and God bless.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Have a good night.